Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name, and can you verify the email address for me?
Nikki Hase, and it's NIKKISUE89@AOL.com.
I do thank you for that. I'm just waiting for my system to load with your information. I did locate the account. It looks as though a survey was taken for the KitchenAid mixer. And it looks as though the account was not canceled. So as a result, you were enrolled into our volume discount package where you would receive a $199 e-gift card. How may I assist you?
I didn't do anything. I actually just had to cancel my card because I had fraud on my card. So...
Yes, ma'am. When you canceled your card out, did you file a dispute in reference to the charge that's on your account?
I'm working on it, yeah, but they were calling me to, or they told me to reach out to the places and get the names and stuff, so.
Okay, so you've already started the dispute process?
I haven't yet. They told me to call first, to call the places, so I was doing that first. The first place I called, they told me they don't have anything on my rec, or they don't even have my name, so they don't know how the charge is even there, so they have nothing, no record of me, so I obviously, as soon as they told me that, I canceled my card immediately, and then I saw this other charge on here, so... Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm looking over the account.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. And so they informed you to contact the company, and how much is the charge that you're referencing?
So I had two different ones, and they both were for $56.95.
Okay, well, the charge on 11/17, that was declined. So that charge didn't go through.
Right. So I had one on 9/16, and then I had one on 10/17, and they both were for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. Because this is something that's billed to you monthly, and if you don't cancel it out, you're going to receive it. We give you 30 days between each billing cycle for you to contact us.
But I didn't do it.
I understand that, but being that you were transferred over to the fraud department, and by us looking over this account, all of the information matches, and it shows that we did send you an email initially in reference to this account, so we wouldn't classify this as fraud, even if we were to, because we do work hand-in-hand with the financial institution. So if we were to reach out to the financial institution and they were to verify all of this information, whatever refunds that we would provide would be returned back to us for that reason, because all of the information has been verified. we can go ahead and process a courtesy full refund for one of those $56.95 charges and a 50% refund on the other.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes.
I'm sorry, your phone was breaking up. What did you say?
I said okay. I mean, as long as I'm not going to get charged, I didn't do it, so I didn't even have an email, so that I seen, so I.
Is your card blocked?
I canceled my card because I have another fraud. I had another fraud thing, so I canceled my card.
Okay,
I had
because it's not allowing us to. Let me see.
Yeah, I had to cancel it because there's another fraudulent thing that is on there. So I had to cancel it before something else went through.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I did. Well, those refunds will get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. We'll go ahead and process those two refunds back to the account, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, well, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.